Over the last few weeks, we've been thinking about this great cricketer, C.T. Studd, who lived in England along with his two brothers, and how they were so gifted intellectually and financially, and also in the sporting world as well. And they played cricket together for Eton, and then for Cambridge, and then Charles Studd went on to play cricket for England. But C.T. Studd became a Christian whenever he was still a relatively young man. His father had been converted under the ministry of the American evangelist D.L. Moody, and after that, C.T. Studd had sought the Lord himself and been wonderfully converted one afternoon as a visiting preacher came and stayed at their home. But for a number of years, he had this battle going on within his heart. He loved the Lord, and at the same time, he enjoyed cricket to the very point that cricket became an idol in his life. He spent more time thinking about cricket and practicing cricket and playing cricket and wanting to be round the cricket field and cricketers than he was spending with the Lord. And it became a real idol in his life. And there are things in our lives, legitimate things, things that are good and right and have their place. And it may be any number of things, and they can become idols within our hearts. But C.T. Studd was troubled about this. And one night in his room, he just sought the Lord and he prayed over that hymn, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee." And he gave his heart and life completely over to the service of the Lord. And from that moment on, his Christian life began to nurture and grow and flourish. And he spent more time praying. He spent more time studying, more time reading the Word of God, more time witnessing to others. And with that came this real desire and burden in his heart that the rest of his life might be spent serving the Lord continually and serving the Lord completely wherever the Lord would have him to be. And there's one verse of Scripture that really challenged C.T. Studd, and it was found in Mark's Gospel, chapter 8 and verse 36. "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" And he began to think about many people who were living in this world and they were lost. And he began to think and look at believers and people in the church, and they were laboring for the world and for finance and for these different things. And he really wanted to know what God's will was for his life. And so he prayed about it. And the more he prayed about it, the more he felt and believed that God would have him to serve the Lord overseas in China. And that just became a burden that he couldn't get away from. As he prayed and prayed and sought the Lord, he wanted to serve the Lord in China. And he was learning that God had a will and a plan and a special purpose for his life. Young people this morning, older people as well, God has a plan and a special purpose for the life of every Christian. Whenever God saves somebody and Jesus Christ enters in and they're born again, God has a will and a plan for that person's life. And God has a plan for your life, excuse me, this morning. And C.T. Studd wanted to know what the will of God was for his life. And he was thinking a lot about China. And then one night he went to a meeting in a church, and the man was speaking who was a missionary. And he was home for a little while to raise support and awareness about the needs in the mission field. And he was from China, or at least that's where he was serving the Lord. And he was going back to China in a few weeks. And at the end of the meeting, he says, "There's a great need for laborers in China." And C.T. Studd began to think even more now about China. And he looked at a big map and he realized just how big and how vast China is. And untold millions are still untold. And untold millions lay outside the fold. Who will tell them of Jesus' love and heavenly mansions prepared up above? And he was challenged now more than ever about China. But there was one thing in his life that was holding him back from leaving England and going all the way to China. And it wasn't cricket this time. It was his mother. Charles Studd loved his mother, as all boys do and as all boys should. His father had died a couple of years before, and he began to think about his mother. and the relationship and the bond and the love that they had for each other. And he thought, how could I ever leave my mother? She's getting old, she's getting frail, and my brothers are busy, and how could I ever leave my mother? And then he read in the Bible where the Lord Jesus Christ said, he that loves father or mother more than thee is not worthy of me. And this battle was going on in his heart. And as he was thinking about this and praying about this, he began to think, well, sure, God loves me, and God loves my mother, and God can look after her, and God can look after me as well. But his family were very much against him. And one day his eldest brother came and says, now, Charles, if you follow this dream and this desire to go to China, you think about it. He says, you've got great influence amongst young people in England and in your own church. And with your background in cricket, he says, you could really be used of God in your home nation. And if you go to China, it will break your mother's heart. And Charles Studd says, well, God has a whole plan in all of this. And if God wants me to go to China, well, that's where I should go. And if God wants me to stay in England, well, that's where I should stay. And he says, let's pray about it. And they got down on their knees right there and then in the garden of that home, and they prayed. And Charles just says, Lord, what do you want me to do? And whenever we don't know the way forward, we have to realize that God knows. And we can pray about everything. Things that worry us and concern others. We can take all of our problems, big and small, to God in prayer. And so they prayed about it. And that night, again, in the Bible, in the Word of God, Charles was reading in the book of Psalms, Psalm 2 and verse 8, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. And as Charles read those words, he realized that God has a people in China. And Jesus Christ died for people in China the same way he died for people in England. And people in China need to hear. And I believe that if I go, that God will save. And so that was the thing that really laid in his heart, that he needed to go to the uttermost parts of the earth and reach the lost for the Savior. So it was a real battle. And whatever God's will is for your life, the hymn writer says, go through with God, your vows to pay. You're all upon the altar lay. The Holy Ghost will do the rest and bring to thee God's very best. The price is high, severe the test for those who would enjoy God's best. Surrender all and take the road with those who will go through with God. God's will is not always easy, but the best place for any person to be is in the center of God's will for your life. I trust that you, young or old, might discover and prove the will of God in your own life and home and family.